Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome on this winter weathery type of day. It's not as bad as what was predicted, I'll say that. Some areas got a little bit more than maybe an inch, but for the most part, at least where I live in the Brookfield area, got a dusting. It came down like big giant wet saran wrap flakes, and that was pretty much it. After that, it was kind of misty. And the snow that was on my roof is now pretty much melted away. And for the most part, it's off of my grill as well as I look out the window. But it's beginning to feel a little bit like the holidays as we creep up towards Thanksgiving, and we've got some craptastic games on the docket coming up on Thursday as well. Packers, it's Bears week. Packers getting ready for the Chicago Bears coming up this Sunday night at Lambeau Field. And Lambeau Field is going to have some family and friends in attendance. It is not going to be an open to the public type of thing. But nevertheless, at least they're going to start putting some fans in the stands at Lambeau Field, which, you know, it's just good news. Hopefully they're efforting in that direction. So a little bit happy about that. Glad to have you on board today. Bill Michaels Show, if you want to get a hold of us, plenty of ways to do so. 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Feel free to chime in and get a hold of us. In that particular fashion, you can also find us over on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can find Radio Joe at Radio Joe Sports. Our buddy Sam Schmitz is in the studio today as well at @Sam_Schmitz. Sam, am I correct in saying that? Is that what it is? Just to make sure.
Yep. Unfortunately, there are too many Sam Schmitzes in the world.
Okay. There you go. So at @Sam_Schmitz. And you can find us over on the Facebook fan page. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow and look for the blue check mark there. I was up early today working out. I was feeling festive with the snow falling. So I threw on my WKRP in Cincinnati turkey drop T-shirt today as we get ready for Thanksgiving this coming Thursday. And I threw that on. And I don't know. I'm not a big in-the-spirit guy. But I was feeling it today when I got up. So I ended up going to the gym and got a little bit of a workout there and did that. So if you haven't checked it out, you can do so. Posted it on Instagram. And you can find me on Instagram. You can find me over on Facebook. You can find it on Twitter, obviously. So there you have it. 855-830-8648. That's the phone number. Light the lines, because it doesn't feel. Is it starting to feel like the Green Bay Packers are wash, rinse, repeat? Is it starting to feel that way? Now, yesterday was the day of emotion. Yesterday was the day of the sky is falling. Yesterday is the day of it's not a good scene. Coming out of Indianapolis, just not good. Today is the day of let's look at things in a somewhat realistic light. Okay? One, defense hasn't changed. They did what they could do. They held them to three field goals and a touchdown in that third, beginning of fourth quarter. They did what they could do. The offense in the third quarter specifically didn't do anything. And this team, no matter how bad you feel about it, this team turned the ball over in regulation three times and still had a shot at winning the ball game. This team lost in a different fashion than what we've seen them lose before. It still kind of resonates in the same manner, but not as much because the Packers don't traditionally turn the ball over three and four times. That's not the way they do things normally. So for everybody to say, what is it? Same thing. It is, but it isn't. Because if they were prone to turning the ball over, yeah, I would say, you know what, same old, here's what it is. But a little bit different. If they don't turn the ball over in that contest, do you think they win that game? I do. If they don't turn the ball over against Tampa Bay, do you think they win that game? I think it's a lot closer than what it was. Now, you got to give credit because, you know, hey, the other team gets paid too. Right? They made plays. They put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. They studied film. They remembered what that outside bubble screen. They remembered that wide receiver bubble screen. Remember that. They were smart. They jumped it. Created the fumble. You know, all that. So, you know, they knew to swat the ball out. Some of the guys in the Green Bay Packers roster tend to carry it like a loaf of bread way outside. Remember that. They studied film. They did their job. So I'm not going to take away from just the Packers stumbled over themselves and lost the game. But I'm going to say if they don't turn the ball over, do these games become different? And I think they do. So in essence, do you then say, yeah, same old Packers, because the Packers don't traditionally turn the ball over? I want to see the Packers play a game against one of these teams where they don't beat themselves. And then when you find out whether or not, we'll say, they give up the run consistently, the offense gets smacked in the mouth and they can't get out of their own way, but they're not turning the ball over, they just can't move the football. The pick six in the Tampa Bay game, then the interception right after that, that derailed that team. That sent a panic through Matt LaFleur, sent a panic through Aaron Rodgers, sent a panic through the entire team. You could just tell, it just changed. That mood just changed. That energy just changed. It's one of those intangibles you can't put a significant statistic on until it turns into an L, and then you can just say, well, it's a loss. But there's just a feel there, much like that feel that they had against Minnesota. So is this a wash, rinse, repeat team, and the Packers are just going to get to the postseason and let everybody down again? Or do you think, you know what, you clean up the turnovers and chances are you probably have one legitimate loss on your docket? 855-830-8648. Again, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Charlie listening to us here in Milwaukee. Charlie, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you, they're going to be another heartbreak for us in two main areas, and I think they're due to Patin and Pettin and to MBS because it symbolizes, one, a weak defense, and I don't think it's going to get any better until you get a new defensive coordinator, and two, with MVS, it just goes to show you that they just don't have the depth at receiver and they make their own mistakes, like you said, on offense to overcome their defense. So I think they're going to be an early exit against good teams in the playoffs due to the fact that they have a defense that's just not playoff worthy and an offense that just doesn't have the second line, third line people to take them over the edge. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. He thinks two reasons the Packers are not going to win in the postseason. Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Mike Pettin. Now, if you're gonna win in the postseason, you're going to need Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He's not usually a turnover machine. He has been better. As much as you can say, you know what, he drops the ball, and he has. I'm not negating that. But you need him. And he has performed better. And remember, you don't get to overtime without Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Maybe it's just I want to believe in him. I don't know. But I have a lot more belief coming out of this game for Marquez Valdes-Scantling because he's put three good games together when it comes to receiving, blocking, and doing the little things. He fumbled the football at the end of the game. Yep, did that, no doubt. But he's played better. You can't deny that. He has played better. 855-830-8648. What are you thinking? Let's go to Chris listening to us in Tampa, Florida. Chris, how you doing today? What's going on?
Well, I'm not shoveling snow. It's beautiful 80-degree weather down here. But
you're hey, killing
listen, me. You know, I love this team. And, you know, and, I just see the same things keep happening. You know, to get this team to the playoffs, yeah, we should make it, not a problem. But to get deep into the playoffs and maybe take another run that in the Super Bowl, you know, this goes back to our general manager. You know, we're one game away, and we didn't address anything in the draft. And I don't care about Jordan Love, and I don't care about a running back. You can get running backs, you know, all day in a dime. You got a chance to get Patrick Queen, a linebacker. Mm-hmm. You've got a handful of receivers that are doing great, right. and we didn't take the next step to get this team to the next step, and we're wasting. Here we are again, wasting another great quarterback's window. In my opinion, and I hope again. I'd love to see the Packers down here in the Super Bowl. I just don't see how we're going to get there without a better defense who can stop the run. And as far as Scantling, what's that first fumble in 43 games?
So something to that effect, yeah.
He's still learning.
Yeah. Yep. No, I appreciate the fact. Hey, let me ask you this. How is it down in Tampa right now? I mean, you gave me the weather forecast, but when it comes to COVID and what they're expecting for Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're saying they're only going to do 20% and as far as fans in the stands. COVID is not as bad here as it was. You know, holidays are coming, so we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, we got a governor who's not going to shut anything down at all. We've already done that. We're not doing it again because, you know, we're such a hospitality state. But
right.
The fun thing is down here is these people jumped on the bandwagon when Brady and these guys come and, you've seen what's happened. The Saints killed them. The Bears beat them.
Yep.
They got beat by another good team last night on national TV. So they got some issues here as far as getting there. But I'd love to see the Bucks come up to Green Bay for that first playoff game possibly. So anyway, yep. So go Pack, go, man.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Giving us the report down there in Tampa, Florida. Nice. Nice. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network and the Bill Michaels Huddle, brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. Unquestionably good, brewed with that unique 5-step filtration process that ensures a cleaner finish, no lingering aftertaste, and only 100 calories. How about that? When we come back, we're back on the phone call, so if you're on hold, stay tuned. We're just asking you, does this Packers team feel like the Packers teams of old, where they're just going to get into the postseason and just break your heart all over again? Or do you think they have the wherewithal in a quite even NFC that they can actually get the job done? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Our friends at Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin say, look out the window. Oh, yeah. A little bit of rain, a little bit of snow. We know cold weather's coming, although it's going to be nice on Thanksgiving, actually. It's going to be in the mid-50s, from what I understand. But you know the cold weather's coming. And so is the end of the month. The end of the month means end of deals. They got that deal going on right now where it's no interest, no payments, and they can get it done right now for the same-day offer. For 2 years. No interest for 2 years. No money down. No payments. And in addition to that, if you go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and you just check it out and you're like, "Oof, that's for me," and you buy that same day, 5% additional off of your purchase. How about that from our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Thousands of people buy same day because they just find them to be that good, that quality. And the four things you want, say it with me. You want them to be beautiful. You want them to be economical. You want it to, you know, obviously save money in your heating and air conditioning. You want them to be, you know, to add value to your home, because they do. And then you want them to be secure. You want to be safe inside and know that nobody can get in them. Not unless you drive a car through them. I'll tell you that. Check out our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Or stop into the amazing Pella Experience Centers. There's one in Brookfield. There's one in Green Bay. And now they have one in Madison as well. That's PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. They have tremendous windows and even better deals. So check them out. 855-830-8648. So are the Green Bay Packers. Are the Green Bay Packers what you thought they were? Are they going to break your heart all over again? Or do you think this team has a legitimate shot because of a wide-open NFC of getting to a Super Bowl? I mean, it's that simple. Otherwise, after that loss the other day against Indianapolis, you're just kind of feeling, is this a wash, rinse, repeat? You know, somebody's saying that they were talking in Chicago about pulling a Shea McClellan, and the only way to beat Rodgers is to break his collarbone again, to have a shot on Sunday night. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you don't want to say that. This is from Chris. Said they just scored 31 on the number one D without Lazard being a factor. They have plenty on offense as long as they don't turn it over, which will help the defense. They played well in spots. There are two defensive teams in the NFC. The Packers will be just fine. Chris is saying he believes he can get there. How about this? Tate writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, I look at it this way. The defense did enough to win the ball game. The offense turned the ball over. If the offense plays the way they're capable of playing and has better play calling instead of locking up with brain freeze midway through a ball game like Matt LaFleur tends to do, this team is going to go far. There you go. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Scott listening to us in Kenosha. Scott, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
What did you think? Did you get to see the replay of the play? You remember the play where Preston Smith was caught? He failed on covering a receiver that ended up in a touchdown. And the only thing I can think is that, now that was kind of like asking Andre the Giant to cover Michael Jordan in a one-on-one basketball game. The defense has to come up with something different than what they're doing.
Right.
They just look lost. The only one that stands out game after game, two people, Amos has played great, and Za'Darius Smith has played pretty well. But they got some defensive scheming changes that need to – Preston Smith is a pass rusher. He's not a pass coverer.
Yeah, I would agree. When Trey Burton caught that pass, Preston Smith was two steps behind him. He was wide open. All he had to do was just lob it over the top of him, and it was an easy score, and it turned out to be exactly that. I don't know and you bring up a great point. I appreciate the phone call. You bring up a great point. I always wonder when coordinators do something that you're thinking to yourself, why are you doing this? You know, why is Preston Smith dropping into coverage? Now, outside rushers every now and then will cover a tight end. I'm not saying that they don't do that, okay? But we all know that Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith crashing on the edges, that's their forte, okay? So why are you dropping him back into coverage? Well, there's a couple of answers. One is because schematically, you got the matchup. You're sticking with your man. If your man goes out, you go with him. If your man blocks, you go around him. Okay, that's kind of the way they do it. It's a little bit simpler, I'm making it, than what it actually is, but you get the point. Or, and this is what I fear, okay, or that you believe that is your best matchup. That is the best play you have. Because there are times when you're in nickel and you're stuck in dime and you refuse to change like Mike Pettine does. if you're not changing consistently to stop the run and you're still playing in diamond, you're not putting the beef up front. My question is why? When they're going to run it down your throats, why are you not bringing in more stout linemen? I mean, you just strictly – because a lot of times you can look at different personnel groupings. Okay, if they're running three wides, then you have to go most likely with dime because you've got wideouts and more guys going out than you do, then they're just going to – then running it at you, running it down your throat. So, yeah, you're going to have different scenarios to put better coverage in, and maybe you're going to go dime. But if they're going to show run and you're going to stay in dime, you ask yourself why, right? You say, why are they staying in dime? Why are they not going with a bigger package of strength and beef in the trenches? Because that's where you're going to lose this ballgame. They're double-teaming Kenny Clark, which means Lowry and Lancaster or Montrevious Adams or Za'Darius Smith coming up the middle. Guys have to get home. Those guys have to plug the hole. Okay. But what if you're Mike Pettine and you're like, that's the best play we have? Because, say, Lancaster or Lowry, you know, just not getting it done. Montrevious Adams, he shows up and he'll get a statistic and you'll say, oh, nice play, and you'll remember that. But for the most part, he's consistently getting blocked off of his edge or he's getting pushed back 3 yards. And they're gaining consistently 4 yards on our run defense. Maybe we'll just bring a safety up rather than having one of our linemen get blown down 4 yards. You know, sometimes you look at it and you say, is that the best play they have? And we may say, that sucks, when in reality, that's the only play they got. So we don't know specifically, and again, today's the day that the All-22 comes out, and you get a better look at it, but you just don't know sometimes. 855-830-8648. You tell me. You tell me. What do you think? What do you think? Hey, coming up next, we're going to ask Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette that exact same question. Well, both of them, as a matter of fact, when you talk about the defensive schematics and when you talk about is this team kind of giving you the feeling of wash, rinse, repeat from years gone by. So we're going to get into that as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. Tonight, sit back, relax. If there's snow, great. If there's rain, that's fine, whatever. Don't worry about cooking. Check out our friends at Quick Trip. They have got those terrific, terrific fried chicken. They've got the terrific meals, just like mom would make. Take them home, heat them, and eat them. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff from our friends at Quick Trip. And always swipe that Quick Rewards card. By the way, I saw gas was in the $1.60s this morning when I was out and about. So, holy mackerel. Stop in and get some gas as well. And the more you buy at Quick Trip, and the more you use your Quick Rewards card, you can even get some additional money off at the pump. So it's an even better deal. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, joining us next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Marola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. It's brought to you by our friends over there, Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Sean and the gang want to help you out. If you've got a floor that you need done, whether you're a homeowner, a business owner like a showroom or maybe a industrial, they can help you out. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings. See for yourself what they have to offer. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Find him on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, the question we're asking today is, does this start to feel like a team from the past where we're going wash, rinse, repeat when it comes to teams that are going to get to the postseason but flame out and break your heart?
You know, Bill, I don't know that you can say that this team is markedly better than teams we've seen in the past, teams that in the last decade have been to three NFC Championship games, stopped short every time. I do think, though, that what might be different is the conference landscape as a whole. I mean, just look at the NFC right now. It is as wide open as I can remember it being in the last decade. And in the past, when the Packers have had really, really good teams that might not quite be great, they've ran into the Seattle Seahawks and that Pete Carroll defense. They've run into Julio Jones and Matt Ryan at their peak. They ran in last year to a buzzsaw in San Francisco that had the defense, that had that run game, that had all the pieces, and almost beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. That was a really, really good 49ers team. This year, you look at the conference landscape, five teams have seven wins. Only one team has more than that, the Saints, with eight. And the Packers beat the Saints in New Orleans. So, I don't think that this Packers team is markedly better than what we've seen in the past. But there's not that great team in the NFC right now to really distinguish itself. And I think it's as wide open for the Packers as anybody else.
So one of the interesting stories that came out was about Aaron Rodgers' record against winning teams. I don't know if you saw this. It was in Sports and Fitness, I think, was the digest. They just kind of wrote an article about his winning record against good teams. And look, the one thing, Aaron gets a lot of credit. I'll give him that. But when you start to lay the loss record at his feet, it's tough because of the defense. It's tough to look at this defense and say, well, your quarterback is failing you because you have a championship-style defense. And this team just doesn't. They haven't had one for a long, long time. I think it's unfair. We give quarterbacks way too much credit, okay? And I get it, because sometimes it's just the guys catching the football and what they do after the fact. But I think it's unfair to lay a lot of the blame and a lot of the loss at the feet of Aaron Rodgers. Do you?
What's got to be frustrating for Packers fans is that in my time on the beat, my first beat year was 2014, and this is my seventh season. And in those 7 years, the two worst offenses that the Packers have had was 2015 and 2019, last year. And those were probably the two best defenses that they've had in that time. 2015 defense was awfully good. 2019, last year, it wasn't so much good. It was mediocre, but what it was it made a lot of plays, 25 takeaways, constant pass rush, really buckled down in the red zone. It was a playmaking defense, not a great defense, but a playmaking defense to really balance out some offenses that were more on the poor side. If you look at really the last decade as a whole, you've not seen a complementary football team. And Matt LaFleur talked a lot about that coming out of Indy, is needing to be a complementary football team that plays well on three phases. Frankly, the Packers saw that with the Indianapolis Colts this past Sunday. They saw very much a complementary football team. That Colts offense is not great. It's got some pieces. It's not great. That Colts defense might not be great. They gave up 28 points despite having two turnovers in the first half. But they really they complemented each other well, and then they had the special teams on top of that. The Packers just haven't been able to put together a complementary team. They can't get the offense and defense on the same page at the same time in the same year. And that's tough to go far in the playoffs that way.
We were talking before about this team, and defensively speaking, when Mike Pettine runs out certain schemes, we'll say, because everybody wants to fire Mike Pettine and the scheme sucks. Okay, I know you hear it. I hear it all the time too. Okay, so here's the thing, and I've said there's one of two reasons. Either you're obstinate because he'll run certain packages. I see them in run mode, and I'm watching him run dime, and he's going to live and die with dime. Sometimes you look at it and say, either one, just the scheme didn't work out that way, and you know you got mismatches, and the offense did a good job. Or sometimes if you're a defensive coordinator, one thing he'll never tell us is, that's my best option. I'm trying to just put the best players on the field, because some of the guys that you say should be out there, maybe they just don't belong out there, or they haven't excelled in certain situations. So you tell me, because everybody seems to think that there's either it's scheme or the Joes, or, you know, obviously the combination thereof. But you tell me what you think when you look at some of the – because I was wondering why he stuck with that dime defense. He was going to live and die with that thing. And they were still running the ball against him, throwing the ball against him. Preston Smith's dropping into coverage. Why are you not just all out rushing a quarterback, trying to put pressure on Phillip Rivers and trying to stop the run with beef up front?
Yeah, I think everything Mike Pettine does is because he thinks it's the best way to do it. It gives him the best chance to play good defense and by product win. With Phillip Rivers – just last year, he got rid of the ball so quick that, I mean, if you listen to Mike Pettine going into that game, he was aware that there wasn't going to be a lot of opportunity to rush the passer with how quick his release was. That the real goal was to fill holes in coverage, and they didn't do that. And at the end of the day, I mean, I get that the soft zone coverage on third and long could be maddening, but at the end of the day, your defensive backs need to know where the markers are and not let catches happen in front of them. And that's the entire design and purpose of soft zone on third and long, is to have the receptions come short of the markers and make the play and make the tackle. When your DBs are backing up past the marker, that's on the DBs. The defensive coordinator can't go out there and get their drop depths right for them. They have to know where they are on the field. And so, you know, I was thinking this the other day. If the only coordinators that didn't suck were coordinators of good defenses, you'd only have 10 coordinators that are fit to do the job in a 32-team league every year. It's kind of like quarterback. There's not enough good defensive coordinators, not good enough good quarterbacks. At some point, you have to look at a guy not based solely on the product on the field, because there's going to be only 10 really solid top-notch defenses a year. But how does he use the pieces that he has, and does he put his guys in the best position to succeed? That's coaching. Mike Pettine's been doing it a really long time. I'm not saying that if something doesn't change, that his job is perfectly safe or that it should be. But if you keep rummaging guys in and out and going through schemes, at some point you're going to create a much bigger mess than what you had before.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Now you've got a Bears team that's coming into Lambeau Field. You're going to get a few fans in the stands, some family and friends, nothing major. But this team, again, we're looking at a championship-style defense versus this Green Bay Packers offense, but an offense that just flat-out isn't very good whatsoever. So my question is this. You know, this offense is built to play from ahead, and this defense for the Packers is built to play with a lead. So in this contest, I think the Packers are going to win the game. I think the Packers are going to win the game probably by double digits. I don't have a big worry about that. But what are you looking for in this upcoming game?
Well, let's go to that defense that we were just talking about. If you can't show up against this Bears offense, you're not going to show up against just about anybody. This is a bad Bears offense. So this should be a confidence-building week for the defense, and it needs to be that. Just because it should be that on paper doesn't mean it will be that way on the field. So they've got to bring that. But it should be that. And then, similar to this past week, I mean, that Packers offense against this Bears defense is going to be one hell of a matchup. I mean, it's going to be fun to watch. That is a championship-caliber Bears defense on the other side of the ball. So it's another good measuring stick for a Packers offense that played half a game. Their first half, that was as good as they played maybe in the Matt LaFleur era. Against that defense in that environment on the road, that was Super Bowl caliber offense, and then they scored 3 points the rest of the game. So they've got to, it's like Matt LaFleur said yesterday, they've got to put it together for four quarters, and that's a terribly cliche, but it's true. You can't have 28 points in the first half and 3 in the second half. They've got to put it together for all 60 minutes.
Do you get the sense that the pressure is either mounting on Mike Pettine, or there's already a determination at the end of the season, most likely there's going to be a change?
I think it's TBA, to be announced, to be determined. Mm-hmm. I think it's still early. We don't know how if this season goes really south, and this is a really promising team. This is a team that has all the makings of a team that should be thinking Super Bowl. I mean, that should be the end goal, the final destination. And if this team flames out early in the playoffs and it's the defense again that can't hold the water, I certainly think that this could be Mike Pettine's season under those circumstances. However, it's also very possible at this point that this team gets hot and the defense that has a lot of playmakers gets better and that this team goes to where it should go. And if that's the case, I could certainly see Mike Pettine still being here as defensive coordinator. So I think it's too early to know. The one thing I do think, though, is Matt LaFleur, I think that there's an idea that this was an arranged marriage with him and Mike Pettine, and that it was kind of forced upon him. And when Matt LaFleur was hired, he had Mike Pettine on his short list. The Packers, it's true that the Packers liked him as defensive coordinator. They're very promised and encouraged with his first season in Mike McCarthy's last year. But Matt LaFleur knew Mike Pettine well from he didn't never worked with him, but he obviously knows Kyle Shanahan well. And Kyle Shanahan worked under Mike Pettine at the Cleveland Browns, so there was some commonality there. And this is a defensive coordinator that he was very interested in working with coming in. So the whole forced marriage narrative that's been around these two, I'm not buying that. I don't see that as being accurate.
Hey, before I let you go, I know it's not a popular stance, but people are really coming down hard on Marquez Valdes-Scantling. This is what he does. He drops the ball. The guy just doesn't fumble. He has dropped passes, yes, but he very rarely fumbles. He has been doing the little things. He's been blocking downfield. He's been playing well. He's been actually catching the ball. You don't get to overtime without him. Give me your thoughts on Marquez Valdes-Scantling as it stands right now.
You know, I think that the Packers have good reason to stick by him in on the field. I mean, the crap off the field, the death threats, the stupidity.
Stupid.
Of some people. That goes without saying, right? We're talking on the field. On the field, I think they have good reason to stay by him, because for 3 weeks up until that fumble, he was a difference maker. He made the two biggest plays in that Colts game, the 51-yard defensive pass interference, the 47-yard grab on 3rd and 10 from the 6-yard line. That ball, I was there in the stadium. That ball hung up there forever. Literally, when it was up there, hanging up there, I'm watching it. I murdered myself. No chance. I mean, that ball just hung out there forever. And the fact that he came down with that, that's a huge play. You can't.
Three guys on him.
It's a huge play. So, you know, before that, 149 yards against the Jaguars. Before that, 2 touchdowns against the 49ers. When his hands are good, he is the second receiving threat that this offense needs. He is a rare combination of size and speed that you just cannot teach. And he'd been making those plays and gaining momentum and consistency. One fumble, in the Packers' mind, it shouldn't derail all the good that came before it, and it's not going to. And now it's up to Marquez Valdes-Scantling to go out there Sunday night against the Bears and make sure that it doesn't derail the momentum. But as bad as that play was, it was a game-losing play. They wouldn't even be in that situation without him, and he's extremely important to what they want to do going forward. So it makes perfect sense to me that they're sticking by him on the field.
Yeah, I get that feeling as well, and I concur. I'm right there with you. Appreciate it as always, pal, and we're going to talk later this week, okay?
All right, take care.
Appreciate it. There you go. Ryan Wood joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. And if you are looking for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, check out my friends at New Mail Medical. They really can help you out. All you got to do is call. All you got to do is set up an appointment or a consultation. But you can't do anything if you don't pick up the phone. 414-455-4451. We know the holidays are here, and you don't want to be putting on the weight. You don't want to be sitting sedentary. You want to be able to get up. You want to be able to move around. You want to be able to have some fun. Again, call them. Call them right now. And if the best gift you can give anybody is you. That's 414-455-4451. Again, 414-455-4451. They've got a 98% success rate as well in treating guys with ED without any of the side effects of the pills or the creams. So, again, just pick up the phone, 414-455-4451. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's week 12 in the NFL. The Packers host the Bears Sunday night. Chicago, coming off their bye week, held a 90-minute practice yesterday. Mitch Trubisky, who's been seeking a second opinion on his right shoulder injury, participated. Nick Foles, who was carted off with a hip and glute injury, did not. The Bears' Matt Nagy on who will start for him this week at quarterback.
Both these guys, with where they're at and their injuries, that's what we're kind of working through right now to see exactly where they're at.
Packers receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling received a ton of criticism and even some death threats on social media after that fumble that cost the Packers the game against the Colts in overtime. MVS says he appreciated the public support he got from his teammates.
So, you know, they hurt to see me hurt, to go out and you know, cause that mistake at the end of the game. But, you know, that's what brotherhood is all about. You know, that's the family that matters.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He had one bad play, and like we say to all our guys, it never comes down to one play. There were so many factors in that game, and we've got to continue to build upon that.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on, and that game last night, solid one. Rams and Tampa Bay Buccaneers down in Tampa Bay. Some fans in the stands last night. Good game. Just have them watch that thing. 27-24 is the way it ended. Tom Brady, he gave one away. Jordan Fuller picked him off. And then how about Matt Gay? Matt Gay drafted by the Bucs, cut loose. He was a fifth-round pick back in 2019, waived him before the season. He ends up signing on with the Rams. He signed last Monday from the Colts practice squad, arrived in L.A. later that day, entered the COVID-19 protocol before he was able to join the team on the practice field Saturday, 2 days before facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He converted 2 of 3 field goal attempts Monday night. He made a 38-yarder in the first quarter to give the Rams that 17-14 lead. Then he missed that 44-yarder with the game tied at 17 in the third quarter before he converted on a 40-yard kick that put the Rams up for good. And then Tom Brady throws the pick. That pretty much seals the deal, and that's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. So now, when you look at the standings in the NFC, Packers still atop their division, and they can pretty much put a dagger in the coffin of the Bears. If they beat them on Sunday night, Packers would go to 8-3. Bears would go to 5-6. Minnesota and Detroit both at 4-6 on the season. Big one coming up for the Packers to at least win the division. Meanwhile, we can talk more about that NFC East. Holy mackerel, that Gallagher routine that Mike McCarthy did before the Cowboys played the Vikings this past week, and that's nice. But New Orleans 8-2, Rams and Seattle sitting at 7-3. We got a good one in the NFC. Got a lot more to get to as well. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Going to hear from Matt LaFleur coming up next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.